Good morning, I am Anne from Auroville Radio. So explain me, Ambu, what you are doing in AVAG and what is AVAG.
Okay. Good morning, Anne. Auroville Village Action Group is a unit under Auroville Village Action Trust. And we are doing extension work with the villages around Auroville. Not only around Auroville, but also villages in the bioregion. And the basic activity of Village Action Group is working with women. We are doing the empowerment program through self-help groups. It's through women's groups. We are having around 200 women's groups. That means around 4,000 women are associated with us in our activities. And we are doing socio-economic empowerment program with the women. We do have microfinance, and we link the women's groups with the government and bank for their schemes and programs. And we are doing many trainings in the area of social development, like capacity building, leadership development, social analysis, caste analysis, and gender analysis, and many types of awareness program also we are doing with them.
So you are working only with women?
In the history of Village Action Group, we were working with women, men and children. And then just after tsunami, the men's part and the children's part went to ACDC. That is the office which was set up after tsunami. So one of our coordinators went to that office with his program. And then so ACDC program came to an end by the end of October. Now that part has also come back to Village Action Group. So right now in Village Action Group, we are working with men as well. And we are having men's groups in the villages. And with the children, we work with them through night school program.
Can you tell me how many villages are around Auroville to have an idea about the spread of your action?
Okay, we are working with around 60 villages right now. And many of these villages are in Vanur block of Viluppuram district. And few villages are the pocket villages of Pondicherry, which are just next door.
And so you are giving loan to women? How much and how it's working?
Okay, you are asking me about our microfinance program. Yeah. And it has different components. One is encouraging the women and the group to save money regularly. So this is done in all the women's clubs. And each club has its own bank account. When there is a need for a member, and then they take loan from the savings. This is called internal lending. So then the next one is, it is linking them with bank and government. So any group which is functioning properly for 6 months is eligible to be linked with government and the bank. That means they can get revolving fund up to 50,000. Now it has been increased to 60,000, out of which 10,000 rupees is a subsidy. So the subsidy part comes from the government, the loan part comes from the bank. So we have close contact with the banks which are operating in the local area. So our women's group members are having account in their area banks, and they get loan from the banks. And the next one is, it is helping them to get the government loan facility, loan and subsidy facility for housing scheme. So we link the groups to get that scheme as well. Then another aspect of linking the group with the government and the bank is to get economic assistance. So far we have helped around 50 of our women's group members to get economic assistance. And under this scheme, a group can avail subsidy up to 1.25 lakh.
So I understand that when you are a woman from a village, you cannot open in a bank a bank account?
Not really. Any woman can open a bank account. But usually, usually people don't go. And because not always the bankers are friendly with people. It's not people friendly all the time. And there is a lot of hesitation and reservation to go to the bank. So now by joining the clubs, the people, they overcome this fear.
And can you explain me how the club is working and how much they are saving and giving per week or month?
Okay. Actually, I have to say a few other things about the microfinance system as well. The one aspect is that when the money is not sufficient, when the club doesn't have enough money in their internal savings account, and when there is no possibility to get revolving fund, or they have gotten the revolving fund but that is not sufficient, but still there is a demand for more amount of loan, then we link the group directly to the bank. This is called direct lending. Mm-hmm. But this amount doesn't have a subsidy component. Its entire amount comes from a bank. And also Village Action has a corpus funding. And then so we have around 50 to 60 lakh rupee. And then so we are giving loan from this money as well. So, this is a bit more information about the lending patterns. Then what the clubs are doing? As I told you, the clubs are saving money, and when it comes to the loan thing, it has to be decided in the clubs. So each club meets 2 times a month, and so the decisions are taken in the clubs. When it comes to the internal lending, the clubs have the freedom to take loan, but when they expect Village Action Group to help them to get external lending, that means through bank or from Village Action Loan Fund and all, we have Women's Federation. So the Women's Federation is the decision-making body. So all the application forms are forwarded to the Women's Federation. The Federation meets 2 times a month. And then so the Federation goes through the applications and then they sanction it. They have also rejected many applications. The reasons for application could be erratic repayment of loans or non-functioning of clubs or the issues. There are many issues in the clubs to be resolved. So those are the reasons to reject an application. So when it comes to our Women Power program, many decisions are taken by the Federation members. So it helps us a lot. It helps us a lot, because their voices are heard, and also we get a chance to explain our perspective, and many times we adjust. After listening to them, we adjust.
How much they can save per month?
When it comes to the savings, it's right now many clubs are saving 100 rupees a month. And very, very few clubs, and they save 50 rupees only. And there are few clubs which save 200 rupees as well. And we have two systems. One is regular saving, second one is special savings. And in the regular savings, the club can deposit a particular amount only, the same amount each month. But when it comes to the special savings, the members have the freedom. So they can save any amount in the special savings category, and they have the freedom to withdraw it at any time.
And you make the administration of each club, or they are doing themselves in the club?
Actually, they do the administration in their own clubs. But Village Action maintains the receipts and vouchers of all the clubs in Village Action Group. This helps us to know what is happening in each and every club. And also we are able to control the misuse of funds in the clubs. And whether we like it or not, in many organizations, the organizations are facing this problem. That means, okay, the money is in the hands of few women, few leaders of the clubs, and then so they have misused it. Even the bank knows this problem, government knows this problem. So to solve this thing, and it's two things. One is it is okay to control the misuse of funds. The second thing is that, okay, we know what is happening, whether the money goes to everyone, each and every member, or it goes only to few particular individuals. So these kind of things we know. And also we maintain their accounts. By the end of each financial year, we give them the financial statement of their accounts. But Village Action doesn't handle the money of the people, but we maintain their accounts.
Does it mean that all the women are able to read and write and count, or are you training them to be able to?
No, many of our women's club members are illiterates. And there are few clubs, okay, where not even one member is an illiterate, not even one member is illiterate. But in those cases, okay, the club members get outside help. They employ a person to maintain their accounts. For each meeting, they give them 50 to 100 rupees as wages to maintain the accounts. And then the receipts and vouchers come to us, and then we consolidate all their accounts, and then we, by the end of each financial year, we give them. So, okay, since Village Action maintains their accounts, each and every account, it's easier for them to maintain it.
Okay. What they are doing with the money, with the loan, which kind of activities?
They take loan functions in the houses for educational expenditures, medical expenditure, to pay back the loan which they have gotten from the money lenders, to start business activities for agriculture, and so on.
You have many trainings for women, and which kind of things you are doing?
One is social training. In the area of caste analysis, gender analysis, issue or analysis of the problems, problem solving, communication skills. It's analytical skills we are giving them. Second one is the problem solving skills. Then the communication skills we are giving them. And very recently we gave them two trainings. One is it's in the area of healing. It's in the area of healing and stress management. We had 11 days of training in somatic experiencing. And we all liked it. We gave the training to the staff, not only to the staff of Village Action Group, to the staff of Village Action Group, Pichandikulam, Botanical Garden, and Auroville Health Center. And we gave the training to our federation members. All the federation members got this training. And also the women's club members got this training. We were not able to give training for the 4,000 women, but we were able to give training for about 100 women. Apart from the federation members, okay, including the federation members and the club members, it would be around 200 women we have trained in somatic experiencing. And also the therapists came from US, and then they also gave individual sessions to the women who are in need of it. So like that, okay, around 50 women came for individual sessions. We all liked it, and then we all found it very beneficial and empowering.
Since how long AVAG is existing?
AVAG was started officially in 83.
And since how long you are there?
I'm here for the past 20 years. I joined, it was a very small organization working with very limited number of villages and having very limited programs. And then after that, gradually we expanded. We expanded in terms of programs as well area.
And what is your background?
I am a professional social worker. I did my master's in social work. And after that, for a very short period, I worked in a college. That is the same college where I studied my master's in social work. In the same college, I worked for a few months. But somehow, I didn't like the teaching profession. I really wanted the field experience. And I wanted to do something in the field. So that didn't suit me. The teaching didn't suit me much. So then I worked in another organization. They took for a very short period. For about 5-6 months, I worked as an education coordinator and the training coordinator of the organization. It was a very big organization. And after marriage, I prefer to work in Tamil Nadu.
And how did you join an Aurovillian organization? Because you are not Aurovillian.
No, I'm not an Aurovillian. I came through Bhavana to Village Action Group. Because when I was working in another organization, Bhavana came to our organization to get someone to train the staff of Village Action Group. So our director sent me to Village Action Group to train Village Action people. I was in Auroville for about 2-3 days. And after training, and after the training, and then so I got chance to see Auroville, to visit different places in Auroville. So even at that time, I thought, okay, one day I'll be back to Auroville. So, but it is true that, okay, till now I'm not an Aurovillian. I come from Pondi. Previously, I was living in the villages. Maybe due to my professional reasons, I prefer to be a neutral person. That means, okay, I'm not a villager, I'm not an Aurovillian, I'm neutral.
And can you describe the team of AVAG, because you have many people working with you?
Okay. The trust is there. That is, Village Action Trust is there. And it has Bhavana, Alan Bernard, Subhash, Selvaraj, Dan Paul and others. But Bhavana and Alan Bernard are the active trust. Then the coordinators are there. Okay, right now Maurice is also with me. And then we have the staff of Village Action Group. And Kathy is very closely working with Village Action Group right now. She helps us in developing the projects. And then so she helps us a lot. We work quite closely with CSR. When it comes to solar and energy sort of thing, and then we work quite close with CSR. Okay. And they come to our seminars, they come to our meetings and awareness programs, and we see to it that, okay, their programs are implemented in the villages. And when, for certain things, okay, we get the support of Auroville Health Center. And very recently, okay, we, Health Center and Village Action Group, both the staff, okay, they meet once a month, either in Village Action Group or in their place, and to do programs collectively. And also, okay, sometimes we work with Auroville Health Services, with Thamarai, sometimes we work with Thamarai. So depending upon the need, so we work with many Auroville units.
But how many people are working with you here? Because you have field officer, a counter?
Yeah, we have the field staff, and the trainers, field staff, trainers, and the accounts people.
How many?
It's more or less 12 to 15 people we have. So now we are thinking in these directions only. Energy, healing, environment, child protection. So these would be, and also microfinance, of course, because we really feel that it helps the people a lot. It helps them to be free from the moneylenders. So we really want to do such things, really.
Okay, thank you very much, Ambu, and thank you for Auroville Radio.
Okay, thank you very much, Anne.